بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين حبيبنا وقائدنا وطبيب نفوسنا أبي القاسم محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم brothers and sisters in iman and humanity ورحمة الله وبركاته. Leadership is a concept that has been talked about a lot ever since humans have landed on this planet. And today we commemorate the birth of a man who we consider to be the greatest leader ever to set foot here after the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. So in this short talk, it won't be very long, I'm going to set out four qualities that I feel are important for great leadership. But before that, I want a show of hands. Who out there consider themselves to be a leader? Not a single hand. Not one hand. Spokesman? Who would like to be a leader out there? Show of hands. One hand. Two hands. Three hands. Okay. So we're getting somewhere. Who out there considers themselves not to be a leader? Okay. So half of you are a bit confused. It must be the fight that was on last night. I'll tell you a secret. The secret is that we are all leaders. Every single one of us sitting on the chair right now and standing up at the back is a leader. We are all human beings that lead other human beings, either to positivity, stagnation or negativity, but we are all leaders. I'll give you an example. I've got a daughter who's 2 and a daughter who's 6. My 2-year-old does exactly what my 6-year-old does. So my 6-year-old is a leader. Whatever she does, my 2-year-old copies. We are all leaders out here. So the four things that I wanted to concentrate on good leadership, and surprise, surprise, it's with the initials of Imam Ali, I-A-L-I. The first I in great leadership is inspiration. Great leaders are inspirational. And what does inspiration mean? Well, if we look at the word inspiration, it originates from the Latin word inspirare, which means to breathe in. Great leaders breathe life into their followers. And how do they do that? Well, they give their life to life. They give their existence and their life force and every single ounce of their ability to their followers. And as we know, Imam Ali alayhi salam gave everything to his followers. And that inspired us greatly. So that's one way in which you create inspiration into your followers, by giving everything that you have into your cause. Another way of inspiring your followers is not just by the leader giving responsibilities and recognition to their followers. More importantly is respect. When leaders respect their followers, that creates inspiration within the followers. So if you're a parent out there, if you want to create inspiration within your child, respect your child's views and opinions and wants. That will cause inspiration in your children. So the I is inspiration. What's the A? Well, the A is action. Leaders are people of action, are men and women of action. So leaders are people that walk the talk, not just talk the talk. And in many of Imam Ali's famous saying in Nahj al-Balagh, he says that a wise man relies on his efforts and actions, and a fool relies on his hopes. In another hadith in Nahj al-Balagh, he says that the doer of good is better than the good itself. So leaders are people of action. They're out there in the community. They're out there on the shop floor. they're out there in the streets and the classrooms and on the battlefields. Once that happens, once you're doing that, that will cause great inspiration as well. So that's the A, inspiration and action. And what's the L? The L is language. Great leaders are people who are versed in language and linguistics. They're able to use the appropriate words at the appropriate time to the right society. And as we know, Nahjul Balagha is full of language and written verses that makes the mind boggle. And if we look at the letter that Imam Ali alayhi salam sent to Malik al-Ashtar when he became the governor of Egypt, it's a long letter, probably takes you about 10 minutes to read. But the issue of the language that he used there is clarity. The message is very clear. It tells you on how to govern and administer the region. But clarity in language is very important in leadership. Another important aspect in language for leaders is body language. And leaders are masters of body language. Behavioral psychologists, they say that 80% of the message that you convey is related to body language and not just the words that's uttered. So that's the L, language. And the I, well, the I is intelligence. Great leaders are versed and are intelligent. And there are many famous sayings by Imam Ali on intelligence. One in Nahj al-Balagha says that gain intelligence and wisdom even from those who are astray. Another one is, there is no wealth like wisdom and intelligence, and no destitution like ignorance. So intelligence is important, not just Islamic knowledge and intelligence, but all aspects of intelligence and knowledge. So the social sciences are important, the psychological sciences are important, the physical sciences and the biological sciences, and also very importantly is the financial sciences and world. Our leaders need to be versed in the economy and how business works. These aspects are very important in being a great leader. Another aspect that I wanted to touch upon in terms of intelligence is emotional intelligence. Great leaders have very high level of emotional intelligence. And this is where you appreciate and you reflect upon and you understand the emotions that you're going through during difficult or easy situations. And more importantly, the leader reflects upon and understands and most importantly, empathizes with the emotions of their followers. In a recent survey done by Google on its employees, they found that 60% of the performance and productivity of the employees in Google depended on the employees' emotional intelligence. In another survey by Forbes magazine, they found that 95% of the CEOs of the top 500 Fortune companies had high emotional intelligence. So what makes a great leader? Inspiration, action, great language, and intelligence. We are all leaders. We owe it to ourselves. We owe it to our families. We owe it to our communities. And most importantly, we owe it to Imam Ali alayhi salam that we step up to the plate and become great leaders. I congratulate you all today on this special occasion. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.